may have trumped us all in the most disgusting of ways.
There's nothing Christmassy about this.
It's just a gift. You know, sometimes you don't get what you want. You know what I'm saying?
So you and your wife...
Santa Claus for something, and you just don't get it.
So you and your wife throughout your lives have done practical jokes on each other.
Yes.
This has helped your relationship grow.
Sure.
And for the show...
Keeps you on your toes.
And because you do it anyway in real life...
Probably so.
You pulled a practical joke on her. Go ahead and describe it.
All right. It's what... I learned last week, it's called an upper decker, where you take the top off the top part of the toilet, do a little business in there, and once it's flushed, then it's, you know, you see it in the bowl.
Dude,
it's so gross. Just imagining how to put it there.
This is the most repulsive thing.
And then you got to clean yourself, so you can't clean yourself right there.
Right, because it'll happen to you. Yeah, and I almost did that, thinking, oh, damn, I almost messed up.
So you got to waddle down the hall.
It's not that far.
And kind of hold.
It's all good. See, if you do it nude, then you don't have to waddle. You can just walk.
What's wrong with you?
See, that's what I'm saying. All right.
This is the sickest human I know.
So since I love and respect my wife so much.
You recorded it.
I recorded it. And, you know, you're not gonna hear her doing any business because that's just flat out nasty.
That's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
But you did record that?
Well, I had to leave it running. I'm not going to say, hang on, baby, hold on. And then
so
go and record
that.
I had to
put that up on a pay site.
Yeah. $3.99 to listen. All right, so you'll hear the...
So gross.
You'll hear the toilet flush, and then the hilarity will ensue.
Jeez. Oh.
Oh, God.
As you hear the faucet going,
right?
The cleanliness of my wife.
That's
so great. So great.
So hot. She hasn't looked back yet.
Here you come.
What in the... Donnie! Donnie! Come here!
All right, so I see her go to the back to go use the bathroom. So I'm nervous. I'm just sitting there shaking like,
this
oh.
This could be the end of my marriage.
Yeah,
right?
This is it. But hey, it's for the show. And if I have to sacrifice things for the show, I just have to.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I'm laughing, but there's no way I can go in laughing because that's, you know.
You have to be shocked and appalled by it.
Right. But I let off the hook real easy because
it's pretty obvious what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, dude. Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
In the world is that?
What?
What is
what?
What is this? Something is wrong with the toilet. What is?
What's wrong?
It's like something brown in there. What is that?
It looks like crap.
Okay, how did crap get in the toilet? What in the world?
Did you just crap?
No, I just took a pee. Thank you very much. God. What is that?
It might be an upper decker.
Okay, so there's no way I can keep going. There's no way I can keep going because I'm about to start laughing. I'm about to just take it out and just roll on the floor. So I had to let
what
off
would your
the
wife
hook.
Do, Bob, if this was your prank?
She knows I would never find funny and dirty.
Who does it?
She knows you don't want any part of back there.
I know.
So what's wrong with you, Bob?
What's the matter with you?
So I had to let off the hook and tell her what's going on.
So it kind of looks like an upper decker. I don't know.
All right.
What?
Upper decker.
What is an upper decker?
You never heard of that before?
No. What's an upper decker?
Well, maybe somebody took the top off the thing and took a crap in there so it can
okay,
come
now,
out.
Okay, now, who would be that stupid to take a crap
in? It's just a...
Okay, now. Okay, wait a minute. I know good and damn well you did not... Okay, it's two people in this house, me and you. And I know neither one of us took... Diamond, Huh? I know you did not take a crap in the top of the toilet.
It's just a joke. It's a secret.
Are you crazy? You have been around them damn white people too damn long. I cannot believe you took a in the toilet.
Top of the toilet.
Okay, but still, you hiked your ass up on top of the toilet and took a crap.
It's funny.
Oh,
see,
that is so. Okay, how's the fun?
It worked.
That is like unsanitary. That's stupid.
But it worked.
And you laughed about it. Worked. That is some nasty. I cannot believe you hiked your ass up there and took a crap.
But it worked. I didn't think it was gonna work.
You need to come back into Black People Land and stop hanging your ass over on top of a toilet.
It works.
You know what? I don't know how you gonna get that out of there, but your ass gonna clean that up.
It worked.
Listen, she threw something at me. She threw something at me. There you go. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Eagle. Yeah.
I like that you have to get your ass out of white people land.
Oh, this is so.
You are hanging around those white people too damn much.
She was upset. Don't take anything by that.
This is the worst thing we've ever done.
Is it?
Well, let's go reverse discrimination. What if your wife told you you're hanging around that black guy too damn much? I think there's nothing more to do here than instant feedback.
Michael says that he looks forward to hearing this again during the Donnie Divorce Show.
Dude, come on now. We're stronger than that.
Are we
going to
have the same 2-year we're not allowed to play it thing that we had with Tom?
Is it?
Joining us now is Donovan's wife, Twiggy.
Hey, baby.
It's funny now, huh?
No, it's not funny. I know when I talk to you guys, it means nothing good for me.
So, please don't pin this on us.
Yeah, it's not white people.
This is the grossest thing we've ever heard of.
Whatever.
Are you serious? You think this is what
white people do all day?
So the white people are all huddled
they
up.
They have
with
meetings.
All I know is no black people that I know have ever done anything like that. I had never heard of that before in my life.
And I hadn't heard it of it either, baby,
but
until
I
worked here.
You think in the circles we run in, this is a normal pleasantry of some sort.
Oh, did you give your wife another upper decker today? Okay. Thank you, Jim.
I hope it would not be a pleasantry for anybody. That is nasty, y'all.
We agree.
Whatever, Donovan.
At least we do, aside from Donovan.
Look, she's whatevering you. She does not want to hear from you. You're the guy who invented this, apparently, according to her.
I didn't get blamed for this, did I?
No, you didn't.
Humble Billy was never this bad of an influence.
So did you guys have makeup sex?
No.
Since then? Not since then?
Not getting anytime soon.
Whoa, hang on now. Let's not be ridiculous here. Oh, that
Christmas
might
Eve, at least.
This might be normal. I don't know. Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Honey, you can forget that upper deck.
I mean, it's just the practical jokes we've been playing on each other since we've met.
Yeah, I guess.
And,
don't you remember the time he put gum in your mouth?
Okay, but this was to the extreme.
The gum in the mouth was awesome, though.
You think?
Okay. But the crap in the toilet was too extreme.
All right. Well, you're right.
We agree. We don't like it.
Yeah, right. Okay, how would he have known about this? Did it not come from one of y'all?
That's right.
No,
I heard
on TV.
I heard it from Bob. If I didn't hear Upper Decker from Bob, I never would have thought about it. I never would have done it. You still love me, though, right?
You still Bob, where you get it from?
It's a long family tradition.
I saw it on a television show.
I think Jebediah Stern brought it over in the Mayflower.
It been passed on from generation to generation.
They taught it to the Indians.
Thank you, Twig.
Yeah, I love you guys anyway.
I love you too, babe. Okay.
All right.
It's not our fault.
Well, that's why they call him Stank, huh?
You know what? You brought a whole new meaning to that word. That's so true.
Say, since he was such a jerk to you, why don't you tell us how the Stank origin came about?
Well, no, it's just, and you're saying it wrong. I don't say Stank.
Stink?
You're saying it different.
You say
Stank. Well, I'm trying not to be like a white guy. All right, I'll just say it white. Stink.
See, you should be mad at Bob now.
You call him Stink, right?
Yeah, I say what's up, Stink. Yes. I mean, no, I don't know where it came from. It's just a little pet name I started calling him.
She'll change up every 6 months or something like that. She called me something like Doodle Bug the other day.
We really like your Christmas card, too.
Well, thank you. I know you guys had a nice little fun time with that one, didn't you?
We haven't even talked about it on the air yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's Donovan, you, and...
our child. The dog.
Your dog.
Yes.
Wink. It's Twiggy, Wink, and Stink.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it is. Well, I'll see you later, baby. I'm on my way home.
Okay, can you bring me something to eat on the way home?
Sure. I will.
Call me on your way home. Thank you very much.
All right. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Bye.
It's not bad, Bob. I'm still mad, but I'll get over it or whatever. I'll just think of a way to get him back.
Oh, dear. Well, oh, dear. See, that's what keeps the magic alive.
Make sure you share it with us.
We're on our, you know, keep each other on our toes. Everything is great. This is what it's all about.
It always escalates. Always gets
worse.
You're
right, Tom. So true.
It's going to one-up me.
All right, Twiggy. See you later.
I'll see you later. I'll call you.
All right, bye.
Wow.
Holler.
She hang up?
She says stank.
Instant feedback. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the Upper Decker.
Yes, sir.
Hey, turn your radio down, dude.
All right. A buddy of mine originally told me about the Upper Decker about 3.5 years ago, and I always took it as a revenge factor for someone who, like, pissed you off.
Yeah, it was a mean thing, right?
Right.
Not to your wife.
It's love.
You don't do that kind of thing to your wife, let alone in your own house.
Yeah, dude. You're ruining your own plumbing.
It's a new holiday tradition.
Right. Did you clean that thing out?
Yeah, I had to. I'm all right.
And what's going through your head?
And are you wearing gloves or?
What's going through my head? I'm laughing because it was funny. It worked. No, dude, that was awesome.
Sports talk the way it was meant to be.
That was awesome.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I've been a P1 for about 10 years, and that might have been the funniest crap I've ever heard on the ticket.
Did you intend for that pun?
No, I'm being serious, man.
See,
get it?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
How did Donnie clean that?
Hey, you know, it's not as bad as you think.
It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah, it's like awesome.
Yeah.
Especially when it works. When it works, when you get the results that you want, it makes everything better.
Now, do you, as a P1, do you feel that was a good Christmas gift?
I think that was better than the baby Jesus.
Whoa, hang on now.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, easy on that.
Hey, it's his opinion. Well, good job, Donovan.
Merry Christmas.
I think good job. I mean.
I think good job.
As far as, you know.
Hey, you didn't have to clean it up, so you're good. You get, you know.
Exactly right, Grandpa.
You get all that.
Wow.
You get the meal. I have to do the dishes.
Might need about 10 days to recover here.
It's 2:48, and this is the ticket.
You can buy me a drink.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the 6th annual Whataburger Normathon.